BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A Ukrainian military commander in the shattered eastern town of Bakhmut has described to the BBC the fierceness of the fighting there. It's one of the key battles of recent months. He said he hadn't seen Russian forces fight anywhere else with similar determination.
We haven't seen enemy troops like this before. Their soldiers openly advance under fire, even if they're littering the ground with their bodies, even if only 20 are left of their 60 men. It is very difficult to hold against such an invasion. A few weeks ago, we had to withdraw from the eastern approaches to the city to save our soldiers.
In Washington, a senior White House official said fighting around Bakhmut was likely to persist for the foreseeable future, with the outcome uncertain. France has agreed to step up its military support for Ukraine by supplying armoured fighting vehicles. Separately, President Biden has confirmed that the United States is considering sending Bradley infantry fighting vehicles. John Kirby is the White House National Security Spokesman.
We are working in lockstep with the Ukrainians to support them on the battlefield every single day, and we're doing it at record speed. The war has evolved over time in terms of what their needs are. We're trying to stay apace with those needs and capabilities, and we'll do that going forward.
The U.S. House of Representatives remains paralyzed after its Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, failed to secure enough support to become Speaker after a sixth round of voting. A small group of anti-establishment hardliners have been derailing his attempts for a second day, despite a plea for unity from the former President Donald Trump. President Biden has said having a Congress that can't function is embarrassing for the country. Without a Speaker, the chamber is unable to swear in members, fill vital committee rules, or adopt rules for passing legislation. Will Grant is in Washington.
It doesn't really look that any major concessions, any major changes have happened. Perhaps during the period of adjournment, they can actually come up with a strategy to deal with this. It's just almost turning into the ultimate game of political chicken. You know, which side will blink first? Will it be Mr. McCarthy and his supporters who accept that he simply doesn't have the votes and he's not about to get them? Or will it be the holdout right-wing element of the party who decide, well, actually, they can either work with the concessions made by Mr. McCarthy's camp, or hold out for a different candidate altogether.
The US Embassy in Cuba has reopened for the processing of visa applications. Washington closed the embassy's operations in 2017 because of a series of unexplained staff illnesses, which became known as Havana Syndrome. World News from the BBC. EU crisis response officials have recommended travel controls on visitors from China, where COVID infections have exploded. The guidance includes passengers having a negative COVID-19 test before they depart, random tests on arrival, and wearing a mask on flights. Weather forecasters in the United States have alerted residents along the coast of California to a powerful storm, expected to bring up to 10 centimetres of rain. They say the bomb cyclone could bring widespread flooding, collapsing hillsides, power outages, and the likely loss of life. A court in the US has sentenced a former Bolivian interior minister to nearly 6 years in jail for money laundering and corruption. Arturo Murillo took more than $500,000 in bribes from a firm that provided security equipment to the Bolivian government. Researchers believe they've cracked how our hunter-gatherer ancestors used a sophisticated system of marks on cave paintings to help transmit information about the life cycles of the animals they depended on for prey. The apparent breakthrough developed from a theory proposed by London furniture conservator. Danny Eberhard has more.
Archaeologists have long puzzled over a series of dots, lines and marks shaped like a letter Y, placed on or near the often beautiful depictions of Paleolithic animals in European caves, creatures like mammoths, bison and horses. Ben Bacon, an enthusiast, studied thousands of images, pursuing a theory the marks could depict a lunar calendar linked to the animal's life cycles. The branching Y sign, he postulated, could mean giving birth. Bringing in academics and using statistical analysis, the team has shown striking correlations between the sequences and the months that such animals would have mated and given birth. They argue it's the first proto-writing system in human history.
BBC News.